When he'd first signed up, they both understood he would be away from Earth for months on end, and obviously things could happen. Mining in space was dangerous. That was why the money was so good. If anything happens to me, he'd always said, I don't want you to sit around mourning protests. I want you to meet someone else, someone terrific, and start a new life without me. What a stupid, fat, dumb thing to say. The kind of stupid, fat, dumb thing only a living person would ever dream of saying, because that's what she was going to do now. Start a new life without him. Fine. If he was dead. If he'd just taken delivery of his shiny new ephemeral body and was wafting around in the ether on the next plane of existence, fine. Even if there was no life after death and he totally ceased to be, then again, absolutely fine. But this was different. He was dead, but he was still here. His personality had been stored on disk, and the computer had reproduced him down to the tiniest detail, down to his innermost thoughts. This wasn't the deal. He wanted her to start a new life when he was gone, not while he was still here. But of course, that's what she'd do. That's what she had to do. You can't stay married to a dead man. So even though she loved him dearly, she would, eventually, have to start looking for someone else. And she would sleep with him. She would go to bed with him, and hell, she would probably enjoy it. Even though she still loved Saunders, she would, wouldn't she? She would meet Mr. Terrific and have a physical relationship, probably in his bed. His bed. Their marital bed. His bed. Probably using the 3 condoms he knew for a fact he had left in the bedside cabinet. The ones he'd bought for a joke. The flavored ones. His mind ran amok, picturing a line of lovers standing, strawberry sheathed, outside his wife's bedroom. No! Screamed Saunders involuntarily. No! Hologrammatic tears of rage and frustration welled up in Saunders' eyes and rolled hologrammatically down his cheeks. He smashed his fist down onto the table. The fist passed soundlessly through the gray metal desktop and crashed with astonishing force into his testicles. As he lay in a fetal position, squealing on the floor, he wished he were dead. Then he remembered he already was.